If you want to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 134. In the day of the church, we're looking at the church life since Jesus started the church. We're looking at it from day to night, from morning to night. And so we would say we are not in the morning of the church age, but we're in the night of the church age. We're toward the closing of the church age. And so this psalm we applied to them back there because of the evening services they have, but it also applies prophetically to us today in the time in which we live. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. It's a time in the day of the church to, for all of us to raise our hands and praise him. This was the end psalm of the Psalms of Degrees. And this is the last thing the psalmist said in this section of the Psalms. And he's saying, behold, bless ye the Lord. That's what it's all about. We're in his sanctuary, and we're in his sanctuary together. And that's the beauty. We can bless the Lord individually, but what power, what glory, what joy it brings to our Father's heart when we stand together in the sanctuary and we praise him and we bless his name. And even as we sing the carols this morning during worship, we're going to be praising him. We're going to be blessing his name for what he did in sending us a Savior, Jesus Christ. There's so much. I mean, I'm looking out at you now. What a delight to look at. The minute I said that, almost every single one of you got a smile on your face. Yeah, Jesus, our Savior, was sent to us. And we have so much to sing praises about this morning. Say it first.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen.